As part of its mission to prevent discrimination before it happens, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has long been in the business of holding on-site training events and conferences to help agency officials run their EEO programs. But the EEOC is increasingly taking those events online. For the second year in a row, it's decided to host a series of webinars on various employment discrimination topics. Patricia St. Clair is the EEOC's Assistant Director for Federal Sector Programs. She spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about the commission's focus areas for online training in 2017.
We started them in 2016, at the end of fiscal year 2016, and thought that it was a great way for us to be able to reach our federal stakeholders throughout the country. So in 2017, we have a total of 6 webinars that we're offering this year. We've gotten through about 3 of them, and we have a remaining 3 left. And our webinars typically focus in on subject matter areas of interest. So we've covered enforcement guidance on retaliation, and we've talked about pilot projects. So at the remainder of the year, we're moving into workplace harassment, 501 for persons with disabilities, and our national origin guidance.
And who's kind of the target audience? I mean, is it EEO officials within federal agencies or individual federal employees or advocates who are concerned about discrimination?
I would say all of the above, but our specific focus happens to be federal agencies, equal employment specialists, persons who work with human resource issues, alternative dispute resolution, and HR.
And the topics you're hitting in this year's webinars, you mentioned a few, but there's enforcement guidance on retaliation. There's one on pilot programs for, as I understand it, alternative EEO complaint processes, preventing workplace harassment. There's one on a new final rule on affirmative action for people with disabilities, EEO guidance on national origin discrimination. How do you select the topics for these? Is it based on particular problem areas that you see across the government, or what's the criteria?
Well, it's twofold, really. Our stakeholders let us know what they want to hear. A lot of times we'll receive requests and we'll receive invitations to come out and speak on various topics. Also, it's contingent upon new changes in the commission, what we want our stakeholders to know about. So, of course, 501, which is the final rule for affirmative action for individuals with disabilities, happens to be our newest updated reg. So that's something that we're pushing, and we want to get the information out there to as many stakeholders. So it really is a combination of factors, what we see trending throughout the federal government with regards to EEO, what our stakeholders are asking us for, and, of course, the direction the commission is moving in.
Yeah, and that 501 rule, that was just made final, I believe, in January. So to that point, maybe you can just give us a 10,000-foot view of what the commission actually did with those latest amendments to tease that particular webinar, which is coming up on April 26th.
Well, actually, that webinar is really going to be focused in on Section 501. This particular rule, we looked at our existing management directive, existing executive guidance, and thought about how we could go about making the federal government a much stronger model employer for individuals with disabilities. And this regulation gives federal agencies some clear direction and clear guidance with regards to hiring, recruitment, and advancement of individuals with disabilities. So the webinar is really going to focus in on that, clarify expectations, and provide federal agencies with a roadmap.
And I think one of the new things in the final rule is it helped kind of define for federal agencies what affirmative action actually means in the federal context, right?
Right, specifically for individuals with disabilities, defining that. So for individuals with disabilities in the federal government, we have in this regulation certain percentage goals with regards to hiring and recruitment and advancement. 12% throughout the federal government for individuals with disabilities and a 2% goal for individuals with targeted disabilities. And during the webinar, we'll talk about the distinctions and what agencies can expect.
And similarly, the last one on the schedule, July 12th on national origin discrimination, there's been some new guidance from the commission just last November, I think. So same question. What are the most important things that changed in that guidance that you think agencies need to know? What are you going to be covering in that webinar?
With that guidance, we're focusing in on some of the changes that we've seen with national origin discrimination and how it has impacted throughout the country with a specific focus on English proficiency, and we have different updated fact patterns and scenarios for organizations to consider when determining national origin with discrimination within their workplace. And Davis Kim, who is with the Office of Legal Counsel, is slated to review that guidance for us, and he worked heavily on updating it.
You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, Patricia, that you did some of these last year in 2016 and really liked how they turned out. What is it about the webinar format that seems to be working as opposed to more traditional in-person training?
Well, first of all, there's no cost, so that's always good to federal agencies. Mm-hmm. And it allows us to hit a larger, broader audience. With the webinars, it doesn't matter what part of the country a stakeholder is in, they could just tune in and get the information. So that was really the biggest advantage. It allows us to access persons, whether they're in California, Iowa, or New York. And it allows stakeholders to ask questions instantaneously. Typically, they would shoot us an email or try and get us through the phone. But now with the webinar format, if there's a question, we have an answer right then and there.
And for the ones that folks have already missed for this year's schedule, is there a way for people to go back and view that content or at least get brought up to speed on the topics that they may not have been able to attend live, so to speak?
With our retaliation, enforcement guidance on retaliation, we have a recorded brown bag that's available online as well as our pilot project. So some of the webinars are... we also offer via brown bag format, and those are taped and recorded. Other webinars, if they're strictly webinars, we don't yet have them available on our external website. I'd like folks to know that Excel is June 27th through the 29th in Chicago. So that is our national training conference that really brings all of our stakeholders up to speed on what's going on in federal and private sector. And again, that is June 27th through the 29th in Chicago. And they would definitely would not want to miss that. And our federal sector training season has also opened up. And we have classes for new investigators, new counselors, as well as managers and supervisors. And we certainly want folks to check that out as well.
And you mentioned that Excel is open to all your stakeholders. Who are your stakeholders for that beyond agency EEO folks?
Private sector employers, human resource professionals, diversity and inclusion folks. So everyone who has an interest and concern about preventing discrimination in the workplace.
That's Patricia St. Clair, the Assistant Director for Federal Sector Programs at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.